Nathan MacKinnon rips it home. The Avalanche with two goals in 26 seconds take the lead.
16 seconds between game and shot clock. Morris for three, knocks it down. Knocks it down with 28.9.
Drive it, can shoot it, can help you inside and out.
Moore! Again! This guy is nails! And a steal by Moore! That may do it. Kendall Moore, have a night.
Coloco picks up his dribble, bounces it back door, cut, and Luke O'Brien with the reverse, and the Buffs on a 12-0 run.
Matt's going to dribble instead, take it in the lane, and lay it up and in reverse side. He's having a heck of a game again. 17 for Matt Johnson.
How about that? It was a super Saturday, if you will, where the UNC Bears, the CU Buffs, the CSU Rams, the Denver Nuggets, and the Colorado Avalanche, they all played on Saturday night. They all won on Saturday night. So, I mean, I don't know how rare it is that all five of those teams that we kind of glance at up here on the show play on the same day. It's probably happened before on a Saturday, I'm guessing. But how rare is it that all five won? So that was a fun night, man. That Saturday was a great time. If you are a Colorado sports fan, if you're a fan of these college basketball teams that are getting primed and ready for their conference tournaments, and of course both the Nuggets and the Avalanche trying to make some noise in these playoffs. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Well, let's go through it. My Method Flow Products poll question of the day. What was your favorite win on Saturday? What was your favorite win on Saturday? And I mean, there were so many big wins. Again, for the college basketball teams, these were big wins in terms of March Madness, Pac-12 seeding, first round bye in the Big Sky Conference. I mean, all of those things. So there was more meaning to those wins on Saturday. However, the Nuggets, I think they're on a six-game winning streak now. The Avs, even though they came from behind Friday, they battled back in an epic comeback. They follow that up by beating the Las Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday. I mean, those were nice wins, but so for me, and this is about right, on our poll question, again, at theholeshow.com, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day, Colorado State's winning this one. So Colorado State winning a close one against Utah State. That, well, and again, you got to look at how big the games were. That game, if the Wyoming win didn't stamp their ticket to March Madness, which I think it did, we'll never know. I guess we will know if somehow CSU doesn't get in. But I think we're all in belief that if that didn't do it, beating Utah State certainly did. One more game remaining for Colorado State, and they're going up against Boise State. Could be for more. Probably just going to be for seeding and a better resume getting into both the conference tournament and where you're going to be sitting when it comes to the NCAA tournament. But we'll see. I mean, Boise State needs to lose to Nevada, and Wyoming needs to lose one of their games coming up. I believe they have three left. It's doable. I don't know that Boise State loses to Nevada, though. So that's probably going to be the issue. It's all the Broncos have to do is essentially beat Nevada. And I think they lock it up, although Wyoming's right behind them too. So Wyoming still has a roundabout way to win the regular season title. So that's up in the air. The UNC Bears needed to beat Idaho on Saturday to lock up a top five spot, which is important because the top five teams in the Big Sky Conference will get the first round bye. And I think that's big considering how many games the Bears have played in a short amount of time. Now, for the Bears, and I'm going back and forth with Coach Smiley on this, here's what I believe, and I'm waiting for his confirmation. There is a way the UNC Bears can still win the regular season title, which, again, won't do anything for them in terms of going to the big dance. It'll give them the number one seed in the Big Sky Conference tournament. But I had some people ask me over the weekend, do the Bears have a shot of any kind of at-large look? Big Sky doesn't do that. You got to win the Big Sky Conference tournament, which you know, if you wish in a perfect world you could win the regular season title and that could also get you in, but that's just not the way it is. It's the winner of the tournament gets in. So while it would be great, the Bears could hang a banner, winning the regular season title would be tough. That's a great thing, but it still doesn't do anything in terms of giving, well, I mean, I guess it gives them a better shot because they get the number one seed. But here's what they need to happen. They need Montana State, and I think Montana State needs to beat Southern Utah and lose to Sac State and UNC. Southern Utah needs to lose one, needs to lose at least once. Weber State needs to lose to Southern Utah, and then, of course, the Bears win out. Yeesh. I don't know. I don't know if that's doable. I mean, there's a chance. There's a very, very small chance of all those things happening. But the fact that the Bears have two games remaining and they're in this conversation, I think is a great thing for them. They're sitting in fourth place. And then how about this one? This to me was my favorite. And we are going to have CU head coach Tad Boyle on the program on Thursday. Couldn't catch him this week. Crazy. So we're going to get, we could get him in later in the week. The Buffs upsetting Arizona. How about that? And doing it like in a fairly easy way. Now, we had the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, on the show on Friday. You know, and I asked him, Jades, I said, hey, come on. Because we were talking about the Buffs winning 20 games, and they're now at 19. They just need to beat Utah, and they're going to get to 20 games. And I said, you know, after that last game out, that timeout for CU, you know, they had a five-game winning streak going, and everything was looking, maybe they could get an at-large bid. Crazier things had happened. But then they just flat out lay an egg in that game right before the Arizona State. They lose to Arizona State badly. 82-65. They turn around and they beat Arizona 79-63. And I asked Mark Johnson, I said, hey, come on, be realistic, man. Is there a shot that the Buffs can really do this thing over the weekend? And here's what Mark had to say. The last home game of the season, who knows, maybe there's some magic there. But, Mark, what are we talking about? What are the realistic chances that the Buffs team can pull off the major upset?
Well, there's always a chance. I mean, there's Cinderella stories every single year. Colorado's beaten very good teams in the past, so you know, there's always a chance, but, you know, the thing about it is you've got an Arizona team playing very well right now. If Colorado plays anything remotely close to they did last night, well, there's no chance. But if they come out and play like they're capable of playing, like we've seen them play here in the recent past, certainly they can go and compete with them. They competed with them. They were down, I think, one or two points at halftime down at Arizona here a few weeks ago. And so, you know, they can play. Listen, Arizona is not like, Kareem Abdul or Lou Alcindor in the UCLA Bruins back in the day. I mean, let's not make them out to something they're not. They're a very good basketball team. They're one of the four or five best basketball teams in America. Make no mistake about it. They're a very offensively explosive team, but they're not insurmountable. I mean, this isn't going to go down as one of the great teams of all time. So, yeah, if Colorado plays well tomorrow night, they will be in that ball game, and they'll compete with them and have a chance to win at home. But if they don't, they have no chance at all.
There you go. I mean, and that, listen, I know Mark. I know Mark really well. That's not just Mark speak. That's not just like voice of the Buff speak. He knows when a team is struggling, and he'll point it out. The fact is, you looked at the Buffs, and they were putting up some nice wins. You know, they were on a five-game winning streak until laying an egg against Arizona State. Boy, if they would have beat Arizona State, you might be talking right now about an at-large. I know. It's crazy. The Buffs have been under the radar all season. They're sitting in fifth place right now in the Pac-12. They're half a game behind Oregon. See, they're only half a game behind the Ducks. That's crazy. This team has, and they beat Oregon. So they have some decent, I mean, Oregon's a team that might make some interesting noise if they can get in. But you're probably going to finish in that fifth spot. But if you can do some damage in the Pac-12 tournament, maybe. I it's doubtful. It's very doubtful to me. Got to beat Utah, obviously. That's their final game of the season. But the fact that we're even talking about this right now is pretty phenomenal because this is a young crew for Tad Boyle. DeWalt County Swami, what's your confidence level with the potential matchup for UNC and Montana in the first round? Well, the Bears beat them once, which was pretty good. We're gonna know a lot when they're on the road against Montana. So much about UNC is if they are shooting like we've seen them at their best, they can beat almost anybody. But if they can't find that three-point shot in time, then they're going to be in trouble. However, Montana has struggled mightily lately. I mean, they beat Montana State, but before that, they'd lost a tough one to Southern Utah. They lost to Idaho. They beat Portland State, but they also lost to Northern Arizona. I mean, they have limped along these last 2 weeks or so, so they're not playing their best basketball. UNC, are they playing their best basketball? They're inconsistent. It's a very inconsistent basketball team. But if you're asking who I would take, I would take UNC in that game. Neutral site, if they're matching up in the conference tournament, I'm gonna take the Bears in that game. That doesn't mean I think they beat Montana on on Friday? Would that be Friday? Carry the four, I believe so. Or Thursday. What day is the 3rd of March? Tomorrow's the 1st, which is Tuesday. The 2nd, 3rd, okay, Thursday. Thursday. They could. I would not be shocked. I wouldn't pick against them to lose, to win that game against Montana. But which Bears team are you getting? That's the big question here for UNC. And are they going to be able to put it all together? Because they got to do it consistently. This is a team that has been, for the most part, pretty... Well, I want to be careful because it's not like they've lost, like they lose one, win one, lose one, win one. It's not like they're in that inconsistent spot. It's just they beat teams like Weber State and, they find ways to win these really, really big games. Like they beat Southern Utah twice, and yet you lose to Idaho State once. You rebounded and made up for it, and you win that 77-70 the next time around, and you lose to Eastern Washington. And Eastern Washington is kind of that, obviously that middle of the road team that was kind of putting pressure on them as far as that bye is concerned. So I don't want to say the Bears are like wildly inconsistent right now, but even that Idaho game, Idaho's been kind of coming on strong. They're still one of the worst in the conference, but they're not as bad maybe as that record shows. But that ended up being a really close game. The Bears win by 4, 98-94. Bears can put up some points though. There's still a shot, though, that they can win this regular season title. But again, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you have to be clicking, and you have to do it for what? In this case, 3 games straight for the University of Northern Colorado. It's a good time. Man, all right, Jades, let's jump over. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. My good, the bad, the ugly from the weekend that was. Now, the good for me is simply... CU knocking off Arizona. Didn't move them in the rankings at all, but the Buffs found a way to get it done. Tad Boyle is a hell of a basketball coach, and I'll look forward to talking to him on Thursday, but this is a group that I didn't have any expectations for, and the fact that we're saying, hey, 20 wins is probably going to happen for the Buffs, and then who the hell knows? That Pac-12 tournament might be interesting. The bad for me, and this was just bad for CSU, the fact that Boise State lost to UNLV. I was really counting on the Rebels to pull off a crazy win there because they've been hot, and it would have helped the Rams' case. But now you're needing Nevada to beat Boise State, and you're also needing Wyoming to lose a game. So that one really hurt the Rams' chances of winning the Mountain West Conference regular season title. But again, it doesn't matter. They've already punched a ticket. For them, it's about finishing strong against Boise State, improve that resume and that seeding a little bit more, and then have a good showing in the conference tournament. Just go win the damn conference tournament. The ugly for me is Gonzaga losing to St. Mary's, the top team in the country. It's kind of mixed in with Arizona, though. Gonzaga and Arizona don't move an inch. Gonzaga loses by 10 to St. Mary's, a team that CSU beat earlier in the season. So if you want to do the math, carry the 4, then that means Colorado State is winning the title. I get it. It was early in the season. Wasn't that the Paradise Paradise Jam or whatever, too. You never know, so to be fair. But you can only beat them when they were in front of you. And when St. Mary's was in front of Colorado State, they beat them. So that was kind of my uglies, is the fact that those two teams, like, didn't move an inch. Arizona gets smoked by a middle-of-the-road Pac-12 team, a young Pac-12 team. And Gonzaga loses to a St. Mary's team that's obviously ranked now, but didn't move an inch. That's the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Well, John Elway has got another promotion, or wait, is that what they're not calling it promotion this time around, right? John Elway is essentially going to now be an outside consultant for the Broncos. What does that mean? George Payton had a lot of interesting things to say about some of the topics, the big topics surrounding the Broncos, such as Bradley Chubb, their rookie class from last year, the wide receiver contracts, Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton, and a little bit more on the quarterback situation for Denver. We'll talk about all of that coming up next. Don't forget, big game tonight between Wyoming and San Diego State. I will have Cody Tucker of 7220 Sports on to talk about that. That is a big monster game for Wyoming. Wyoming hasn't necessarily punched a ticket yet. Probably can do that tonight. However, they are dogs at home. What's going on there? We'll talk to Cody about that at the bottom of this hour. John Elway, Broncos talk, George Payton's thoughts on the quarterback draft class coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Whether it has a lot of meaning or not, I'm excited for my game of the week this Saturday. We got the Colorado State Rams playing host to the Boise State Broncos. You know what? It might be for the regular season title. It might just be for pride and seeding and a better spot in the March Madness tournament. Either way, it should be fun. You need some things to happen. You need Boise State to lose to Nevada, and you need Wyoming to lose one of three, which, according to the wise guys, that could be tonight. San Diego State plays in Wyoming tonight, and strangely enough, the Cowboys are underdogs at home, which I find that very interesting. John Elway has a new role with the Broncos this season. He just kind of keeps elevating himself out of the picture. He will have a new role with the Broncos in 2022. He is going to be an outside consultant to general manager George Payton, source confirmed in Nine News. He's still going to be, I think he's going to be still involved with some kind of group trying to put together money to make a buy on the Broncos, but we don't know anything about that at this stage. But outside consultant, I don't know what that means. Like, Noob is an outside consultant of the whole show. You know, Dixon is an outside consultant, if you want. Hey, consult me for a second. Yeah, we liked what you did there. Great. You're now a consultant. Congratulations. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect the Duke. You know, I'm not about that. I'm critical when I can be about him. But I look at this more or less like the Broncos and Elway saying, hey, let's just make this not, you know, it's not a firing. It's not a we're done with you. We still want to be tied to John Elway. It's good for business. And I agree. But let's just call it this outside consultant thing. And be done. How about that? 29 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com, Wyoming Cowboys insider. And he's going to talk to us more about this team tonight going up against San Diego State. Why are they underdogs in this one? And how important of a win would this be for the Cowboys as they're still trying to, you know, solidify their spot in the national tournament, NCAA tournament? They have three games remaining, and none of them are easy. So we'll talk to Cody about that next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back in. It's the Hull Show powered by PDC Energy on this last day of February already. And this just means the college basketball scene is at the, I mean, it's just right at the tip, man. It's at the peak. We're getting ready to see some fantastic stuff this week. Who would have guessed that it was all going to come down to the wire like this, surrounding Colorado State, surrounding Boise State, and, of course, surrounding the Wyoming Cowboys? On to talk with me about the Cowboys' big one tonight, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Cody, my man, this Mountain West Conference is nuts. Why are the Cowboys, according to DraftKings, why are the Cowboys dogs tonight?
Great question. Maybe because they've lost to San Diego State 7,000 times in a row, and San Diego State's been the standard in this league. I honestly have no idea, Brady. It's I know San Diego State has not had a lot of fun traveling to 7220, so should be a fun one either way.
And again, it's close. I think I saw like a point or something, but still, I was looking at it thinking, just given the way the Cowboys have played and you know what they've done all season and kind of where San Diego State is, I thought, okay, I'm going to say the Cowboys are 2.5 point favorites tonight, but instead it looks like a point, so a point dog. So, yeah, kind of scratching my head at that one for sure.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I mean, San Diego State, you know, they're always kind of the same-looking team, aren't they? Except for this year, they're having more trouble scoring than ever. So other than that, you know they're going to shut you down on defense, and you know they're going to be really active on the boards. But they have not been good offensively this year, so it's kind of shocking to see one of the better offensive teams, Wyoming, being a dog when San Diego State struggles in that category.
Yeah, well, it was for the Cowboys, Cody. It was nice for them to kind of get right back at it after a tough loss to Colorado State. That game felt more like what Wyoming's all about, going up against Nevada. You saw Graham Ike do his thing, 23 points and 15 boards. And then Hunter Maldonado went off. I mean, 22 points. And he was getting close to a triple-double in that game. So it was nice to see the stars really stepping up yet again, which we've seen all year. And that's why it's such a shock when one or both of those guys doesn't really have like that superstar-type game.
Yeah, actually, I started my column with, wow, that was painfully normal. And because Fort Collins was not, and you got to give a ton of credit to Nico Medved in that defense. They did not let Maldonado or EK catch the ball deep on the block, and they really did a good job, and they were very active against them. You know, Nevada's just what the doctor ordered. They give up 70-plus a game, so it was a good get-right game, and then here come the Cowboys into one of the toughest defenses in the country. I believe the Aztecs are number two overall, allowing only 57 points a night. So let's see if Maldonado can do that again. He was shut down in Albuquerque and then had a great game against San Jose State, got shut down against CSU, great game against Nevada. Let's see if he can string two of those together. And you have to like Graham Ike. He played very well against San Diego State last year, one of the only bright spots during the regular season with two near 30-point losses. So, yeah, I'm very interested to see if this one looks painfully normal, Brady.
Well, and that's the thing for Wyoming, right, Cody? I mean, they got three big ones. Really, none of these on the schedule here are gimmies. I mean, Fresno State, I mean, at one point we were saying, hey, that's going to be a team that probably slides in for the Mountain West as well. I think that was when we were all riding high thinking there was going to be five teams in this thing. Fresno State was certainly in that discussion. UNLV has come on really strong. I don't think anybody is going to be that surprised if UNLV finds a way to even win the conference tournament. And then, as you said, San Diego State. So for Wyoming, there's some work to do. Now, in your mind, have they done enough to punch a ticket, or is that still yet to be determined? And if so, what does the final three games look like as far as record needs to be?
You know what, Brady? I think the Cowboys are in no matter what. I mean, barring they get hammered in these last three, which is very unlikely, and then, you know, getting bounced early in the Mountain West tournament, I really do think they're in. And, you know, San Diego State, here's probably why they are a favorite tonight. They are higher in the net rankings than the Cowboys are. I believe San Diego State's 30th and the Cowboys are 37th. Cowboys win this one, it's all but over. That should seal the deal for them, but you're right. It is tough, and it's going to be very tough. And, of course, when Wyoming was doing some scoreboard watching on Saturday, UNLV and Utah State sure didn't help Wyoming out one bit. So it's just, yeah. And you hate scoreboard watching. You hate that. And I ask Jeff Linder all the time, and I think I kind of piss him off because I'm like, you're watching the games tonight, right? And he said, no, you know, we worry about us. We're the ones who need to make those teams miss shots, and we're the team that needs to beat those teams. And, but you also need Boise State to lose. And if the Cowboys can take care of business, Brady, I would give to be inside Moby to watch CSU and Boise State next Saturday.
Well, that's the – yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
That could take care of the whole thing. I mean – the Cowboys could slide right in the back door if they can take care of business and CSU takes care of Boise State.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to be nuts is, okay, Wyoming fans and Colorado State fans hate each other. We know this, but they're all rooting for Nevada to beat Boise State. Or, yep. As you said, if Wyoming can win these games, they're suddenly going to be rooting for Colorado State. I mean, so yes. How about that for, hey, welcome to the universe in the Mountain West in 2022.
Yeah, very weird, but I think some people would even join the Outlaws of Moby just to help them get over the hump and beat Boise State. And to be honest with you, Brady, I feel like CSU will take care of Boise State. Obviously, they did it once this year. I feel like, I don't know, Boise State's really good and nothing against them, but damn it, doesn't it feel like they're on borrowed time sometimes?
I kind of feel
that. Escape.
Yeah, and you know, we did a poll question, I think, on Friday or Thursday that was, hey, which of these teams is likely to miss out? And obviously nobody said Boise State. Boise State won the poll, but I was talking about it in the air. I said, I don't know that it's that obvious. And obviously I was banking on you. I thought UNLV might pull off the upset. So I was with you. I'm still thinking, I couldn't have said it better on borrowed time. That's how I feel about the Broncos right now.
Yeah, they just don't. Man, that San Diego State game, I mean, they needed Bradley to miss a couple of free throws. They get bailed out on a foul. It's just, it always seems like that's happening for Boise State. Shavers is stepping up and hitting a huge shot at the end, and you just wonder when their luck's going to run out. And once again, I'm not crapping on them. They're a really good team. Honestly, I think, you know, Jeff Linder coached at Boise a long time under Leon Rice, and Wyoming, you know, Boise State kind of looks like what Wyoming's eventually going to be. They're one of the oldest teams in the country. Wyoming's one of the youngest teams in the country, and they're going to base this thing on playing defense and offensive rebounding, and it's going to look a lot like what Boise State's doing, and they're a pain in the neck.
What are you seeing for, you know, you're getting the sense that Wyoming's in. I am too. CSU, I thought after the Wyoming win, that was enough, and then they beat Utah State. So I think they're certainly in. Where do you think those guys are going to end up as far, you know, both teams, just from what you've seen, as far as the seeding and everything? Because, I mean, you get the really, really excited Rams fans saying that CSU could be in the number four seed. I don't know about that. I don't know. 6-7 seems like the key number there.
Yeah, that's where I would go to. And isn't it weird for CSU that they're, you know, to me, CSU is the best team in this conference, and to be battling it out for third place right now. It's just really weird that they're not at the top, because to me, Roddy's the player of the year and CSU is the best team right now in the conference. And obviously it's about who gets hot at the right time, but I think you're right. 6-7-8, somewhere around there. Hopefully stay away from Dayton. I know that, but CSU is a really good team. And I think they've had a lot of quality wins. Obviously St. Mary's just helped them out again. Creighton's a really good win too. So CSU's really good. David Roddy's really good. They're well balanced. They play on, you know, they play on both sides of the court. I think they're going to have the highest, you know, they could have the highest seed out of the conference.
I think you make such a great point, which is educational for basketball fans, is you can't just look at the standings. You can't just look at those losses. Yes, CSU could very well finish third place, and I'm with you. I mean, Wyoming's an amazing basketball team, and as we said, Boise State certainly has a lot of upside, but who knows how far they're really going to go. But right now, I still feel like the Rams are the best team in the conference, but that's just kind of how it works out sometimes. You know, they had bad games against UNLV. I hope they don't see UNLV in the Mountain West tournament. They do not match up well with them. But that's sometimes just how this thing goes. You could finish third or fourth and still be the best team in the conference.
Yeah, and you know what? This was CSU's time, right? I mean, they were picked to win this thing. Wyoming's way ahead of schedule. They were picked to finish eighth. I think we all knew Boise State was going to be a pain in the ass, but I don't think we expect them to be the front runner all season. But it's CSU's time. I think Nico Medved has built that thing, and he's got all the right pieces, and he's got guys with experience and really good players and at every position. And you know what? He's got a damn good bench, and they're just a really good team all the way around. And I'm not taking anything away from Wyoming or Boise State, but to me, CSU's, you know, it's weird. It's really weird to see them in third, but I would not be the least bit surprised if they won in Vegas. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they come out of that with the highest seed.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong, man. I mean, this is going to be a really tight conference tournament. You know, it's funny because I had Kevin Lytle from the Colorado. We do this pressure cooker thing, and I said, hey, who's going to win the tournament? And I think he ended up saying Colorado State, but he said, hey, if I wasn't under so much pressure, I might have went on a limb and said UNLV's going to win the tournament. Like, that's how crazy this whole thing has been. And again, why it's such a blast.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, if you ask me, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I guess UNLV, you know, it is not – UNLV's at home, and, you know, if they make it to the title game, they're going to have a ton of fans in the arena. So that's definitely scary. But, you know, I think Boise State could win it because they play really good defense. Wyoming plays good defense typically. San Diego State does too. I think a team that can maybe lock another team down, you know, CSU as well. So I think it'll be one of the top teams. UNLV would be the one exception, I think, that could sneak in and win this thing. But other than that, I think it's going to be one of the big dogs for sure.
Cody, I've been saying this a lot, and I don't know that a lot of people agree with me, even Rams fans, but when David Roddy is at his best, I feel like he's an NBA-type talent. You coming from the Wyoming side of things, what are your thoughts on that? You know, as far as seeing Roddy say, and I'm not saying next year. Deep down, I think he's going to be back next year for Colorado State. But I think if he puts one more really strong year like this year together, I think his stock's going to go up, and he might show up on some of those boards.
I think he's super, super talented at basketball. I think he's a really good player. He's got a really nice shot from the outside. I just wonder if he's fast enough and what position he would play. He's such a big guy. And like I've told you, Brady, you know, former Wyoming great Marcus Harris, Blitnikoff winner at Wyoming, he coached Roddy, and I yell at him all the time for sending him to Colorado State. And I personally, and Marcus kind of, you know, agrees to a degree. I don't think anybody would be shocked if he finds a way in the NBA or at least gets a damn good look. But, man, he's going to be a tight end in the NFL one day. He's just that perfect Tony Gonzalez type of cat where he's going to be, no matter what he does, Brady, he's going to be making money playing sports.
And I mean, you can't complain about that, right? I mean, if somebody told me that, I'd be like, well, sign me up. I don't care if it's ping pong. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, he screams NFL tight end to me, and he's such a gentle giant and such a good guy. He's just I had the opportunity to interview him in Fort Collins one-on-one after the game, and it doesn't get much better than that guy. So no matter what he does, he's going to be successful at it, and I have a really good feeling he's going to be cashing checks that have some kind of pro sports league on them.
Yeah, I think you're right, you know, and he's definitely a pro-type athlete for sure. Cody, should be a fun one tonight. What do you have for us, man, that we can check out before the game? I'm sure you got something we can read up on at 7220sports.com.
Yeah, I just put out a column about last year, you know, Wyoming got hammered by the Aztecs and during the regular season. Then they played them in the Mountain West Tournament, and Jeff Linder really slowed it down, limited San Diego State to only 51 possessions, and damn near pulled off the upset. So, you know, what we saw last year was this team growing up before our eyes. We saw the brilliance of Jeff Linder and how egoless he is with his offense, that he is willing to do whatever it takes to win. He does not have a specific offense. And we saw we heard a promise from him that we're going to close the gap and Wyoming's going to be a team to be reckoned with real soon. And here we are, less than 365 days later, and the Cowboys are playing the Aztecs tonight with a chance to stay in this race at the top. And they went from the 10th best defense last year to the 4th best so far this year, and they really have closed that gap with the Aztecs. So just kind of, you know, wow, what have we seen here in Wyoming as Wyoming fans? What have you seen over the last year? It's been pretty incredible.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it's why it's a great time for Cowboys fans. Also, nervous time, wondering yep. what's next for Jeff Linder. But who knows? Yep. Maybe it'll all work out for both guys, for Linder and Medved. Cody, it's awesome getting you on the show. I know we've only done it a couple of times, but we absolutely love it. And I was, this morning, I caught something on your Twitter that just made me realize we probably are best friends. You shared, I mean, back in April last year, Philip Anselmo, the Illegals, talk Pantera. Uh-huh. I mean, so let me guess, you're a rocker. You're a diehard rocker, hard rock guy.
To say the least, yes.
Okay, that's all we play on this show. In fact, Jaden, my producer, gets in trouble when he starts playing like Whitney Houston stuff. You know, it's always a bad deal. So we became like best friends over that, my friend. I appreciate that.
There you go, man. That's what I... Phil Anselmo's my makeshift babysitter. My daughter just sits in her little thing and watches him all day long. It's wonderful.
It's how you got to raise him upright, man. That's how you got to do it. Starts there. All right, my friend. Cody, appreciate you. Hey, let's when things slow down, we'll jump out to a rock concert or something sometime.
There you go. Sounds good.
All right, man. That's Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. I got you know what, a lot of respect for the rockers. You know, I don't know that there's that many of us anymore. Because I'm hearing all the Weekends and Justin T's and Timberlakes and all the Timberlines and all those guys. So it's when I see somebody that we talk to on this show repping some rock, some hard rock, you know I'm gonna shout them out for it, man. So Cody, well done. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We're gonna take a short break. Listen to this. Smitty's timing it. Can I say that out loud, Smitty? Are you concerned? He's saying that Cody's an awesome guest. So for Smitty to say that, who's a diehard Rams guy. That just goes to show you how professional and how great at his job Cody Tucker is of 7220sports.com. 9 minutes until the top of the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, CU beats down Arizona. What does that mean for the Buffaloes? We'll talk about it next on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary. Weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
.12:54 the time. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you guys could be here with us. Always appreciate it. This Monday, the final day of February already, which means March Madness is right around the corner. Jades, I have been registering people left and right for our Whole Show Bracket Challenge this year, presented in part by PDC Energy. I am loading them up, man. We're going to have over, I don't know, we're probably going to cut it off at like 100 or so. But today went nuts. As we get closer to it, this is what we assumed would happen. Everybody gets more excited as we got about a week or two left, and then the conference tournaments start up. So I've got a few spots left. I am going to shut this down at some point. Should we register two people right now? Should we get, here's the deal. The winning bracket gets $500, courtesy of PDC Energy. Second place gets $200, courtesy of Bear Insurance. Third place is getting a foursome of golf to the Eaton Country Club. And fourth place, Cables Pub and Grill, shooting us a text last week, say, hey, we're throwing a $100 gift card to the fourth place winner. So you won in this right now. So I'm going to do callers 3 and 4, and do me a favor. If you don't get through right away, stay on the line, because this is how, you know, it's just kind of how it goes sometimes. Jades is on the phone, he's producing, he's doing something. Stay on the line. We just sent out an email today to those that are currently on, and now we're going to send out the new batch of emails pretty soon. So callers, what did I say, 3 and 4? 970-353-1310. Green Acres said, I just got an email. It means I'm already in. Yes, you are. You are in. You got a chance to win $500. Callers 3 and 4, 970-353-1310. If you can be callers 3 or 4 here, then you're going to get in on our whole show bracket challenge. We are going to be live and on location at the GOAT, the best sports bar around in Greeley. We're going to be out there 5 to 6 o'clock on March 14th, the Monday after Selection Sunday. I'll be doing a special edition of the whole show where we just talk all things college basketball. And you know we're going to be talking about Colorado State going dancing, Wyoming going dancing, probably, maybe the UNC Bears going dancing. So we'll put a local spin on that as well. So make sure you join us on March 14th. All right, Jades, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got to take a break, Jades. If you're listening, we got a break. Second hour coming up next. That's why I said to stay on hold. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.